Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August the 27th, 1952, a front page story in the Barbados Advocate talked about the excessive heat in Bridgetown, under the headline, Warmer and Warmer. The story began, "The weather, hot or cold, is usually a topic for conversation, especially when breaking the ice between strangers. But since last week, it has been mentioned in discomfort. To feel the sweltering heat sapping one's energy, and then be invited to talk about it, was too much for some people. During the last few days, the thermometer registered 90 degrees in the shade, instead of the regular 84 and 86 degrees. The newspaper reported that some people were calling for businesses on Broad Street to open at 7 a.m. instead of the usual 8 a.m. and to close by 3 p.m. as one way to beat the heat. However, the Advocate noted that sales of liquor had not declined, even although there was an increase in snowballs, lemonade, and even Morbi with miraculous bush in it. This would seem to indicate, the newspaper declared, that rum, whether it is gold braid, top notch, cockade macaw, or sugarcane brandy, is never too hot to handle in Barbados. The Advocate concluded the article on this uncomfortably hot weather in Bridgetown by noting that a Swedish glaciologist named Dr. Hans Ahlman had told a meeting of the International Geographical Union in Washington earlier that week that the world was gradually getting warmer. The Advocate commented humorously, "People in Barbados knew this before." The humorous talk of unusually hot weather and climate change in Barbados on this day in 1952, 70 years ago, seems much less humorous now, and even prophetic, as the potentially catastrophic effects of climate change become ever more apparent around the world in our own time.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.